item, please.
Item
Next time, certain.
Item 131, Venture Portland North and East Portland Pilot Project Year 2 Progress Report.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to welcome Heather Hale forward, the Executive Director of Venture Portland, to present the annual report. Heather will introduce our other invited guests, and she will present this morning. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. I'm going to turn it over to Michelle while we do a little bit of furniture rearranging.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler.
Good morning.
And commissioners. Mayor Wheeler, it's great to meet you, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you. And if you could just state your name for the record, please. Thank you.
I'm Michelle Wood, and I'm the president of Venture Portland. I'm also a small business owner. My husband and I own Integrate Architecture and Planning in the Kenton neighborhood. In 2016, after several years of significant business growth, Integrate expanded into a storefront location, rehabbing a vacant space in a historic building on North Denver Avenue. This move helped another home-based business launch a brick-and-mortar store. This move enlivened a critical corner in Kenton and would not have been possible without assistance from Commissioners Fish, Commissioner Salzman, and the staff at BDS, so thank you very much. 2016...
I also want to acknowledge Matt Grum.
Yes.
Because a particular little glitch came to us. We went to Matt, and Matt had it, I think, resolved by lunchtime. But
he did.
And it was the right thing to do, but it required a council office intervention. So, Commissioner Salzman, thank you for that.
And thank you very much. It did make things much easier for us. And we're thrilled to be part of the business district in Kenton. 2016 was also a big year for Venture Portland as we celebrated our 30th anniversary. In the 3 decades since our founding, we've grown into a powerful economic engine made up of 50 business districts in neighborhoods around Portland, containing 19,200 businesses and providing 267,000 jobs. And we are the only entity in Portland that works exclusively at the business district level, making us the support system for all the city's neighborhood business districts. 98% of Portland's neighborhood businesses have 5 or fewer employees. As Commissioner Udaly and those dedicated business owners know firsthand, in Portland, small is really big. Venture Portland promotes these critical business districts and commercial corridors and supports the dedicated volunteers that manage them with training, technical assistance, and grants. In fact, over the last 21 years in partnership with the city, Venture Portland invested more than $1.3 million in business district growth, leveraging an additional $4.2 million in private business district investment. As president of Venture Portland, I know that the strength of this organization has always come from our collective efforts and the belief that the business of Portland is about more than just business. It's about people, neighborhoods, and culture. It's about passion and dedication and starting something because you believe that your idea is the idea. It's about a vision for our city that business owners, residents, and elected officials share, a vision that celebrates the individualism and distinct flavor that makes Portland, Portland. The knowledge that our diverse neighborhoods and unique views make up the very fabric that binds us and our cities together. Yes, the business of Portland is about a lot more than just business. It's about growing business and connecting neighborhoods and making more out of the business districts we all call home. Venture Portland means business, and so do all of you. So I'll turn it over to Heather to discuss our 2016 accomplishments and our plans for 2017.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners.
Morning.
My name is Heather Hale, and I'm the Executive Director of Venture Portland. As Michelle noted earlier, 2016 was our diamond anniversary year. We started our celebration with our annual City Council presentation, followed by a festive and fabulous party highlighting business districts throughout the years. At the party, we launched a citywide selfie competition encouraging Portlanders to take PIP photos at their favorite neighborhood businesses. As always, the creativity of our small business community shined bright as business owners and customers sent in hundreds of photos at businesses citywide. Thanks for taking so many fun selfies, Commissioner Fish. I had a great time visiting some of your favorite neighborhood businesses with you.
How many favorite businesses did you pick, Commissioner? There's quite a few.
He was very prolific. He was prolific in
prolific,
the selfie challenge.
Prolific is better than promiscuous.
After the celebrations, we got back to the business of supporting neighborhood business districts with training, technical assistance, and grants. The following brief overview provides a snapshot of our work over the last 12 months. After 5 years of sustained double-digit growth, we once again expanded access to our capacity-building services. We increased participation in our training and technical assistance program 11%, with almost 600 business district leaders attending one of our trainings that covered everything from the legal responsibilities of nonprofit officers to the creation of an enhanced services district to asset mapping in our diverse and rapidly evolving neighborhoods. And we addressed more than 500 district-specific requests from business districts citywide, a 22% increase over what I reported to you last year. This in-depth, personalized support helped associations successfully navigate major leadership transitions and effectively manage significant business mix and demographic changes in our diverse and evolving neighborhoods. Over the last year, we provided more than 2,300 hours of training and technical assistance to business district leaders from emerging and established districts, a 38% increase over 2015. And for a little perspective, in just the first 6 months of this fiscal year, we've already exceeded the entire number of training and technical assistance hours we provided in fiscal year 13-14, a clear sign that the need for our services is growing. We also significantly expanded access to our grants, awarding a record-setting $112,000 to fund 36 business district projects, leveraging almost $500,000 in additional business district private investment. That's a more than 4-to-1 match, making these dollars some of the most efficient that the City of Portland spends. In addition, 69% of our total grants went to underserved business districts in East and North Portland. The following are a few examples of how these catalytic funds strengthened districts. After helping Central East Side launch their hugely successful night market, which just happened over the weekend, last year, this event now draws 20,000 people into the district twice a year in February and May. We awarded an economic development grant to the Central East Side Industrial Council to help them create an enhanced services district, expected to be the first created in the city in more than a decade. After significant business district research and outreach, the Midway Business Association discovered that 80% of Midway businesses had no online presence. And when I say no online presence, I mean no Yelp review, no Google Map listing, no Facebook, no other social media, and no website. With 84% of all purchases now researched online before being made in person, this incredible digital divide was putting Midway businesses at a huge economic disadvantage. With our grant funds, Midway rebuilt its website, creating search engine optimized microsites for Midway businesses and bringing 22% of their members online for the very first time. Montevilla also revised their website to provide microsites for district businesses, highlighting the diversity of businesses in this rapidly gentrifying district. They also used their brand new site to drive traffic to their street fair, which, in its second year of a full street closure, thank you, PBOT, attracted 12,000 attendees, making it the single largest public event that occurs in East Portland. We also helped Nob Hill take advantage of the once-in-a-lifetime World Indoor Track and Field Championships that came to Portland with a shopping relay race, and then supported the district's resiliency efforts following November's devastating explosion. Finally, we funded a new multilingual website for St. John's, which better met the needs of this diverse district and helped to increase their membership by 60%. The overwhelming majority of Portland businesses are neighborhood-based, which means neighborhood businesses power Portland's economy. All year, but especially during the holidays, Venture Portland helped ensure cash registers rang citywide. In addition to helping launch 6 new business district events between Halloween and New Year's, we once again partnered with our homegrown Little Boxes program to generate more than 19,000 business visits and almost $400,000 in holiday retail sales in just 16 shopping hours. And we continued to support Multnomah Village's Golden Ticket program, which has generated $4.5 million in retail sales in Hillsdale and Multnomah Village over the last 5 years. We also increased our own private revenue generation 154%, leveraging $550,000 in private funds last year, a 1.5-to-1 match to our city grant. We helped connect neighborhood businesses and city bureaus. For the 3rd year in a row, we worked with all permitting bureaus to ensure that 100% of business district street fairs were permitted. This is a yeoman's effort, with extra huge thanks to PBOT staff for continuing to make this process manageable and affordable for volunteer-run business associations. The closure-related parking cost reduction made these huge events, which collectively attract 1 million visitors during the summer months, significantly easier for business districts to fund. With Council's unanimous vote last fall, we corrected a systemic inequity, ensuring that business and neighborhood associations now receive the same notifications for the first time. And we continued our partnership with BES and PBOT to mitigate the impact of construction and demonstration projects on neighborhood businesses, especially during the critical holiday retail period. We supported neighborhood economic development efforts citywide, hosted business-specific focus groups on proposed zoning changes, especially mixed-use and design overlay with BPS, and as a member of the Age-Friendly Portland and Multnomah County Task Force, Venture Portland maintained our Age-Friendly Business Certification. Last, but certainly not least, I want to recognize Venture Portland's dedicated volunteers. Our board, made up of one representative from each business district, contributed a whopping 1,369 volunteer hours last year. These volunteer hours, equal to 0.68 FTE, or 26 hours a week, were in addition to each board member's work in their own business and business district. Our success would not be possible without this exceptional commitment. Last year, following the success of our East Portland pilot project, you all invested additional resources in Venture Portland to expand this effort into North Portland. This catalytic effort addressing disparity, gentrification, and displacement in 9 targeted districts has 3 short-term goals: to increase membership, volunteers, and revenue. I'm thrilled to report that in the first 18 months of this work, we have radically exceeded all of our goals. We increased membership 96% so that almost half of all business district members in targeted districts are now new. We increased volunteerism 29% while diversifying business district leadership and bringing it in line with the demographic populations they represent. And we helped these business associations generate $160,000 in new revenue to help support neighborhood businesses. And that's not all. We also made significant progress on our long-term goals to create a business support network that crosses business district boundaries, create stronger ties between businesses and residents, and improve district identity and positive public perception of East and North Portland. We helped districts launch more than a dozen events designed to connect residents with businesses and make cash registers ring in economically lagging parts of Portland. We improved perception of East Portland with 15 positive media stories. And we increased district capacity to help the city invest more than $100 million in public infrastructure projects in these 9 districts. So how have we done it? First, we hired professional staff as business district organizers and placed them directly in business districts. We offered seed funding to help business districts experiment with new programs to better serve the diverse businesses in their districts. And we provided innovative and personalized technical assistance to districts, including helping them identify 49 geographic nodes or commercial clusters across 9 districts and 2 city quadrants, analyzing almost 5,000 diversity points, including business type, size, location, longevity, and business owner gender, ethnicity, and race, as well as the diversity and leadership skills of district volunteers to help these targeted groups set strong membership goals and diversity benchmarks. Our organizers visited more than 2,000 businesses and, using their feedback, added 78 new business benefits to better serve the business mix in these rapidly evolving districts. And finally, we helped design 20 new district-specific revenue-generating events. I could talk about the success of this project all day, but wanted to let you hear specifically from the business district leaders who have benefited so greatly from your support. Marina.
Hello, Council and Mayor. I'm Marina Martinez-Bateman, and I'm too close to the mic. Way too close. I am the district organizer for 82nd Avenue, Foster Area, and Kenton Business District. Last August, we launched Around the World in 82 Dishes, a month-long international food tour on 82nd Avenue. 70% of the 45 participating restaurants were minority-owned, and one-third went on to become brand new business association members.
Could I just interrupt you a second? Is all the captions showing up or not? Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sure. So one-third of our participants went on to become business association members because of this program. We produced a 5-language passport and generated more than 300 purchases during the campaign. Without pilot project funding for passport production and translation and dedicated staffing to successfully address cultural and language barriers with these diverse businesses, this hugely successful district-wide event would not have happened. I hope that you will all join us for our second annual tour of 82nd Avenue in August. I'm also, of course, the organizer for Foster Road, and as you know, Foster is preparing for an extensive 18-month-long construction project that will result in a radical new multi-million dollar streetscape. While the majority of district businesses are thrilled about this coming change, we understand that change is scary and lengthy construction can be threatening to a business's visibility. To support businesses during this time of transition, to mitigate the impact of long-term construction, and to help anchor businesses in our rapidly evolving district, Foster used our pilot project funding to launch a new business website and district map and create a family-friendly tasting tour of the district businesses. We also want to note that because of the pilot project helped strengthen relationships between business districts, 82nd Avenue and Foster Area were able to work together to rapidly mobilize 4 other neighborhood associations to address harassment and intimidation occurring at our places of worship. We used pilot project funding to develop a multilingual statement of support for the diversity that makes our community strong. As the only staffer of the 6 business and neighborhood associations involved in this effort, I can easily say that without pilot project funding for my position, this powerful statement of our shared values would not have happened.
Thank you.
My name is Nadal Call, and I'm the secretary of the Gateway Area Business Association Board. I'm also the owner of Furniture Plus on Northeast Halsey and the chair of the Halsey Weidler Group, which is helping manage the city's $35 million investment in the Halsey Weidler couplet. The pilot project has been invaluable for Gateway. We used the pilot project funds to launch 2 new events in 2016, including a district cleanup that removed nearly 500 pounds of trash from our district, and a passport promotion during National Small Business Week that generated almost 200 business visits and made cash registers ring with an additional $5,000 in sales. The pilot project investment of staff in our district also freed up my time as a volunteer to help guide the multi-bureau, multi-million dollar infrastructure project that is bringing a new streetscape, Gateway Park, and housing to our commercial corridor. This pilot project has been both a game changer and a lifesaver for Gateway, and I strongly urge you to continue this funding.
Finally, as a Venture Portland board member, I am able to see the exponential positive effects the pilot project has had on all of the participating districts. This project just makes good business sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm also the organizer for Kenton, and this fall, Kenton used pilot project funds to significantly expand our trick-or-treat on Denver Street event, drawing 1,000 kids to this annual safe and family-friendly event. This spring, we will launch a new district map targeting businesses on Lombard Street who, like Foster, will be experiencing a lengthy construction as part of their new multi-million dollar streetscape. I hope to see you at our brand new Paul Bunyan Beer Fest, which will raise funds for the critically needed renovations to our iconic Paul Bunyan statue.
Sounds fun.
It will be.
Hi, my name is Brad Forkner. I am the organizer for the Midway and Williams Business Districts. As you heard earlier, Midway used pilot project funding to address the significant digital divide in our district. On Earth Day, we are launching a new event called Business to Buttes, linking our not very well-known businesses with our district's largest destination, Powell Butte. Without the pilot project's seed funding and creative support system, there's no way Midway would have been able to implement this event that will involve more than 50 businesses and 20 partnering organizations. I hope that you will join us on one of our three guided Butte tours and then follow a self-guided tour of Midway businesses.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Calvin Hoff, and I am the district organizer for the Gateway Area, Montevilla, East Tabor, and Park Rose Business Districts. As you heard earlier, Montevilla used our pilot project funds to restructure our website and expand our street fair. We also used pilot project funds to launch Frosty Fest, a brand new weekend-long holiday event that not only increased retail and restaurant sales 10%, but helped Montevilla businesses survive December's severe weather. In October, Park Rose held its second annual Trunk or Treat at Park Rose High School. This innovative event gathers the businesses in our non-pedestrian-friendly district in a safe and walkable space to provide candy to kids and coupons to adults. After launching the event in 2015 in record-setting rain, we drew 1,100 attendees this year, a 43% increase. District businesses and local partners like the team from PPB's North Precinct dress up and have a great time giving back to our hugely diverse community. We are also using pilot project funds to promote the businesses that contribute to the Park Rose Business Association's college scholarship program. In a school district that speaks more than 24 languages, district businesses have raised more than $80,000 over the last several years to make college attainable to Park Rose's best and brightest.
Thank you.
As you may have noticed, the Williams District is undergoing massive changes, with 10 new high-rise buildings, more than 1,000 new apartments, 100,000 square feet of new retail space, and a newly completed commuter bike lane. We've been under construction for the last three solid years. To remind people that Williams isn't just a difficult construction site, we used pilot project funds to launch Walk Williams Wednesday, a six-month program featuring late business hours, discounts, deals, and the opportunity to win prizes just by visiting district businesses. In order to combat the previous displacement of Williams' African-American population and the ongoing gentrification pressure in this vibrant district, we are honoring our history and embracing our change by incorporating district history into all of our programming. I hope to see all of you walking Williams next on March 8th.
Awesome. Thank you, Brad, Calvin, Marina, and Nadal. Business owners and business districts citywide have come together over the last 90 days to weather a series of crises, ranging from protests to severe weather. By leveraging their entrepreneurial creativity and promoting their shared values, they have proven that the business of Portland is about more than just business. And it's working. Our ongoing public-private partnership truly drives Portland's economy. Last year, Portland's neighborhood businesses contributed more than $100 million in taxes, helping fund essential city services like our first responders and parks. And now it's your turn to once again invest in the businesses and business districts that make Portland, Portland. As you design the fiscal year 17-18 budget, we ask you to transition our overwhelmingly successful pilot project into a fully funded and ongoing catalytic investment initiative that will continue to benefit targeted business districts most in need of support. This $200,000 investment will touch one-third of all neighborhood businesses in Portland's rapidly evolving districts and provide critical stability for the professional staff and district volunteers working to strengthen our economy and ensure our shared prosperity. Together, we are growing business and connecting neighborhoods. Thank you for your continued support. I'm happy to answer any questions if you've got them.
Thank you. Any council questions? Commissioner Fish?
Thank you very much. Excellent presentation. A couple of things. The $200,000 in that slide, that's a one-time ask?
Oh, I'd love it if it was ongoing. But I'll take the money in any way you're willing to give it.
Heather, you have your annual dinner is in April?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You have know the date offhand?
It is April 24th, the fourth Monday in April for our annual meeting.
Okay. And I know we've put an invitation in to have a special guest speak at that event.
Yes.
And my goal is going to be there to make sure that I take more selfies than Commissioner Fish.
I love it. That would be great.
A friendly competition.
I'll volunteer to get him home afterwards.
I'll drive
the mayor.
Wonderful.
I want to just share something with you, Heather, and my colleagues. On Friday, Jamie Dunphy and I went out to Park Rose to visit some small businesses. And we stopped at an old warehouse building, which had been dilapidated and out of use, and now is home to something called Swell Extracts. And they are a cannabis-related business that's very heavy on technology. And they create an oil, and then they create a product. Whatever anyone in this room thinks positively or negatively about cannabis, it turns out that it's a pretty good job creator. And it's now, I think Mr. Callwood, he's nodding, so you probably have the statistics, but it's become one of the bigger growing employers in Park Rose. And the other value of going out there is I learned firsthand how challenging some of the permitting issues are because there's really no precedent. And every single bureau has some rule that doesn't quite fit what they're doing. But I thought it was interesting that in the middle of Park Rose, in a space that's been underutilized for a long time, you have this growing business, and there were a lot of young people there making a decent wage with benefits. So perhaps that's the future. The other question I wanted to ask you is we've been working for a number of years on getting PBOT, the Transportation Bureau, and BES, the Sewer Stormwater Bureau, to coordinate. And the goal was when doing capital construction projects, we wanted to make sure we timed the work so it did not unduly negatively impact the businesses. And we had coffees in the neighborhood and found out what people's unique needs were. PBOT has now been transferred to Commissioner Saltzman. I think it would be charitable to acknowledge that January was a rough month for all of us.
Very rough, yep. Mm-hmm.
The frontline people that report to him. Are we on track to continue that collaboration, or do we need to have some follow-up meetings, or how would you take the temperature of what we're trying to do in terms of coordinating among city bureaus?
Yeah, I think we're absolutely on track. You know, PBOT has been an outstanding partner, and we're very excited to be working with you, Commissioner Saltzman, as you settle in with this bureau. The communication has increased. The construction blackout during the critical holiday retail period that these bureaus have agreed to has been exceptional. Doing one cut and getting all the work coordinated instead of multiple cuts to the streets has also been great. And again, PBOT has just done an outstanding job ensuring that all street fairs got permitted despite where construction is happening across the city for the third year in a row. So it's been very good from the on-the-street perspective.
And I would say that Dan's office has already been enormously helpful in terms of working out some issues with respect to the Portland Rose Festival, again, because he has the Transportation Bureau, and we've had a meeting or two. So we want to continue a high level of coordination. it doesn't mean that we can't, you know, prevent these projects from happening, but we want to make sure that they're sequenced in ways that don't unduly impact peak shopping seasons and hours of operation that really unduly burden small businesses. And the final thing I wanted to ask Michelle, since you and I had a letter to the editor of the Tribune yesterday, since Thanksgiving, we really have had a lot of severe weather. We know it's had a significant impact on small business. Put the human face on that. What does it mean for a small business to have as many days offline as they have had since November?
Sure. In some cases, it can mean the difference between black and red for the end of the year. Some businesses especially depend on the holiday shopping season to get into the black. And this year, we found many, many small businesses not able to make up that gap in the final months of the year. So that was really hard for businesses. It's also hard when employees can't come to work. So business owners are faced with paying employees for days that they can't be open or not paying their employees and having to worry about then their employees being able to make rent and so forth. So the weather was extremely challenging this past year for small businesses, specifically retailers, but also businesses who just couldn't get their employees into work and were forced to sort of close business and operations for days at a time.
That's one of the reasons, Heather, you're encouraging people this week of Valentine's Week.
Yes.
To show small business the love and to get out and take your sweetie out for dinner. Buy from a neighborhood local business and help folks that really did have a rough winter season. Yeah.
When we started talking to the community about this issue about, hey, pay attention to your neighborhood businesses. If you are looking to make a purchase, think first, is this something I can purchase in my neighborhood? It's not that big an ask. People usually say, actually, I think I can do that. So it's really a matter of just the PR campaign of trying to get people to make that choice first before they go online. You know, spend 10 minutes, run on down to the store that's in your neighborhood or in the neighborhood where you work, and support a local business.
I would also say that all of you could be incredibly helpful using the bully pulpit that you've got when there is severe weather or other things. Instead of telling people to stay home, tell them to stay off of the roads if they're not safe to be passed. But it's perfectly great to go walk down the street and make sure that you're going to your neighborhood business to help them stay in business despite severe weather.
Michelle, could you tell us what is the current trend with regard to rent of commercial space in Portland for small businesses in the business districts? What are your operators telling you?
It's not the same exact situation as it is with residential rents and housing, but commercial rents are increasing steadily, and business owners in neighborhoods that are being gentrified are certainly finding that rents are raised to a point that they have to leave the neighborhood. So that's one of the things that Venture Portland is really trying to work on, is to keep some diversity in our neighborhoods, to make sure we're supporting these businesses that would otherwise fall through the cracks by creating business districts that create this sort of network of support in the neighborhood. So we have a lot of our revenue-generating events are specifically for that reason, to get attention to businesses, to make sure that they're able to stay where they are. But certainly rents are increasing all over the city.
I would also say that we have a great partnership with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Their economic planner provides us an annual overview of what's happening with commercial lease rates in districts all across the city. So we're able to look at places that are on the brink of gentrification, that are going to be doing experiencing gentrification, and so that business associations can work with property owners in their districts to try and mitigate displacement of longstanding businesses.
Very good. Do you have any statistics on what percentage of Portlanders are employed by small sole proprietor businesses?
Neighborhood businesses provide about half of the jobs in the city of Portland, so 267,000 at last count.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
This is a fabulous report. Thank you all for taking time away from your business or from your jobs to come and give us this. Your funding goes through the Portland Development Commission, right?
Yes.
And so are you required to turn into them more detailed reports of how each grant was spent and the outcomes of that?
Yes. We have a very extensive grant stewardship program that tracks all of our evaluations. We have a benchmarking program that we use that looks at how grantees perform year over year if they're working on ongoing projects. And then we do provide on a quarterly basis a very extensive written work plan review to PDC, our contract manager. We also provide that to Commissioner Fish, who is the liaison to Venture Portland. And then we do an annual report as well that provides a big wrap-up, both in that work plan format as well as in a narrative.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good. Before I call for a motion, is there any public testimony on this?
Yes, we have one person signed up.
All right. Why don't I go ahead and give you guys a break? Thank you. Excellent presentation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. We'll let you stay just in case somebody raises questions that, perhaps you'd like to address.
Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners.
For the record, these mics are really live. My name is Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And one thing that we heard in this presentation from Venture Portland is that that activity in two quadrants, of course, in Portland we have five quadrants, so in nine districts in those two quadrants, in addition to helping small businesses right in the neighborhoods where the only neighborhoods a lot of Portlanders can afford to live in, though I think we also want to look at making sure that particularly the small business in the Southwest is not disproportionately pale and white. So I hope that in your future ongoings and as the Dr. Moreland Kapua on the PDC board work with Venture Portland, we'll see that not only are we stimulating businesses among the diverse neighborhoods, we're also making it possible for diverse people to come and do small business in the whitest quadrants of Portland. And of course, you know, we face challenges. We have a growing popular city, but for business owners, when we hear that a mere, you know, the theft of a plastic card that becomes valueless after it's reported stolen is part of one of two police shootings in our city, we know that we have a lot more work ahead of us besides just business incubation. The death of Quanice Hayes reminds us that just as we are able to find money to put into incubation, business stabilization, and improving commercial districts, we have to make sure that every citizen in Portland feels not only equal opportunity in business, but safety. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog PDX Multnomah County. I really like what I'm seeing here. Some of the issues that I might have is that when you're looking at this many jobs being created or the possibility of more jobs being created in the future, we have to, I think, look at this from the city itself as a whole, that if they're able to produce these kind of results, and we're looking at these numbers from the small business community, the innovators, creators, tech companies coming in, starting out small, with the potential to end up like Amazon, who's building a 900,000 square foot warehouse over near Gresham, we have to start understanding that we need to increase the investment dollars to Venture Portland, plain and simple. We need to increase the value there. We need to increase the opportunity. For us not to do that is just not, it's not wise for the city not to. In my opinion, Venture Portland should have at a minimum of $1 million funded to them. To me, that's on the low side. But we have to also look at the small business owners become the big business owners in the future if they do very well. And this city has to recognize that and fund them as though they will become a Jeff Bezos and then invest in a large warehouse that we just saw recently. And we need to fund these small business owners and take it much more serious on job creation, future employment for all the people in the city. And also, I'd like to see Venture Portland work with, and I'm sure you possibly do, with Uber, Lyft, Airbnb, and utilize their services to provide advertising for your services and more jobs created. Because we're seeing something here in this city where these outside companies coming in are growing very fast, but they're also doing a tremendous amount for this city and the small business owners in place. So we need to take advantage of the big businesses coming in and supporting these small business owners alongside them and growing at a rapid pace. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that it? I'll entertain a motion.
Move adoption of the report.
We have a motion and a second. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, as always, this is a very exciting and comprehensive report. Very grateful to Heather Hale and all of the people who came today, as well as everybody who's working so hard in our business districts. I was very exceptionally glad to hear from Marina that the districts are working together. So those small part-time 10 hours a week, 15 hours a week, by partnering together, you get close to a full-time job. And I'm sure each one of them is more than a full-time job, but that's what you get paid for. So thank you very much for doing that. I was particularly struck that the Little Boxes report, for Multnomah Village, it was 19,000 visits and nearly 400,000 in profits. And in Gateway, it was 250 visits and 5,000 in profits. So that's reflective of some business districts really don't have the folks living around them that have the cash to be able to spend locally, nor have they previously had assistance with setting up websites and such. So I say congratulations to Gateway that it did start things moving, and more people should be starting to think, where is a coffee shop in my neighborhood, rather than is there a coffee shop in my neighborhood, which for many years has been really a challenge. I actually agree with Lightning that we should increase funding not only for the small grants for Venture Portland, but also for the neighborhood associations and diverse civic leadership. Venture Portland gets 200,000, the 95 neighborhoods and six diverse civic leadership partners get less than that, versus last year we allocated $100 million in special appropriations. And while I share Commissioner Fisher's delight in being able to fund outside organizations, we get so much return, both in the business districts and in the neighborhood associations, diversity and civic leadership partners, to, yours was 4-1, I think theirs is 6-1 return on investment, and we should, as much as possible, I believe, fund the things that we are responsible for, and then look to, are there a few other things that we would like to as well? So thank you very much for spending the taxpayers' money wisely, for generating lots of business taxes, which is very helpful to the general fund, and I look forward to continuing to work with you. Aye.
Rish?
Well, to Heather Hale and her team, congratulations on the report. Another stellar year. And Michelle Wood, board chair, and the executive team, and all of our partners who took time out today to be with us, thank you for your service. There's a couple of facts that on a day like today, I think we need to remember. When we buy something at a local business, 70 cents of every dollar stays here. That's incredibly powerful. Let me give you a personal example. I know that I can go on the internet and buy books at a discount. That's the world we live in. But at what cost? The reason that I go to Powell's and Dedalus Books and Broadway Books and all my favorite local independent bookstores is because they're supporting local jobs, they support Little League, they pay taxes, they give back in many different ways, taking nothing away from the internet retailers, but they don't pay taxes, they don't employ people locally, they're not investing in things like Little League. So I would ask people to remember that. You can go online and save a buck, but at what cost? And I think that supporting our neighborhood businesses is a way of keeping the dollars local, supporting our values, and ultimately investing in the kind of Portland that we want and a Portland future that we want. So I'm grateful to Venture Portland for the work they do. I think I almost had the votes here to take a motion after Lightning testified and do a special take the funds out of our contingency. But you have demonstrated this year, as you have in prior years, that every dollar we invest in Venture Portland has a ripple effect. And I'm especially proud of the work you've done in East Portland to build the capacity of the emerging business districts, which we hope will become the destinations of tomorrow. So thank you for your good work. I'm proud to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you, as always, for a very impressive report. And that report reflects the good work that Venture Portland has done in the past year in organizing business districts. And thank you to all the business owners who take time out of a really tough, demanding job being a business owner to come here and testify, but more importantly, to spend time organizing your districts and your fellow businesses and to market yourselves. And I'm very impressed. I'm sort of stunned by the lack of online presence of so many businesses in some of those neighborhoods. So offering those micro websites seems like a tremendous benefit because so many of us do everything online these days, or we count on an online presence in order to sort of ferret out what business we want to patronize or not. So great work and very impressive report. Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I want to thank Heather and Michelle and everybody who testified this morning. It's great to have people take time away from their day, and I know business operators are very busy people. It was time well spent. I found this to be a thorough and excellent report. I want to underscore one statistic I heard today, which is that half the people in this city, over 267,000 people, are employed by neighborhood businesses. And so maintaining the health of those businesses is critically important, and I'm glad we have partners like Venture Portland out there helping to create that support network, provide the technical assistance, and give us feedback and information on how we can be helpful to that effort. I also just want to point out, as I was looking at the slideshow, which I thought was great, these businesses in many cases represent the identity and character of our individual neighborhoods. They are in many regards what make Portland Portland and what make individual neighborhoods special. And I asked that question about the rent because, frankly, while I don't have a philosophical objection to national retailers, they don't provide that identity and character that's unique to Portland the way sole proprietorships are here in our community. So I think it's something worth fighting for and worth continuing to strengthen and preserve. So obviously, I will add to my colleagues' chorus of support. I vote aye. The report is adopted, and we'll see you in the not-too-distant future. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Carla, if you